Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 17th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. AMD announced new details about its 15-watt U-Series Ryzen 6000 mobile chips. These Zen 3 Plus cores offer 40% higher clock speeds, offering a 17% increase in CPU performance, use an integrated Radeon 680M GPU for 81% better graphics performance, and add up to 3 hours more battery life over the 5000 series. It's unclear how they compare to Intel's Alder Lake mobile chips. AMD only provided benchmarks comparing it to 28-watt 11th-gen Intel CPUs. CISA, the FBI, and NSA issued a joint alert saying that between January 2020 and February 2022, Russian state-sponsored cyber actors regularly targeted cleared U.S. defense contractors and subcontractors, in some cases obtaining sensitive, unclassified information, as well as CDC proprietary and export control technology. Data obtained would give insights into U.S. weapon platform development, communications infrastructure, and IT. Microsoft announced changes to its Altspace VR platform meant to crack down on online harassment. The platform will no longer feature social hubs, which were open areas anyone could enter. Microsoft also enables a personal safety bubble for avatars by default now, which prevents others from getting close. Users will also be automatically muted when entering events in Altspace VR. Mozilla warned website developers that the upcoming Firefox 100 and Chrome 100 browsers might cause issues with websites due to its three-digit version numbers in a user agent string. A browser sends a user agent string when requesting a web page, which includes information on browser version and OS. Mozilla began testing sites against three-digit user agent strings since August 2021, finding issues with sites for HBO Go, Bethesda, Yahoo, and Slack, among others. NVIDIA earned $1.32 per share in Q4, with revenue up 53% in the year to $7.64 billion, both beating analyst estimates. The company's data center business grew revenue 71% in the year to $3.26 billion, slightly less than its gaming business revenue of $3.42 billion, which increased 37% in the year. Its automotive business saw revenue decline 14% in the year to $125 million. Twitter expanded its tipping options to now support adding Ethereum addresses, as well as the payment services Barter, Paga, and PayTM. Twitter launched its tipping feature in May 2021, adding Bitcoin support in September. Twitter also launched bot labels to all automated accounts in testing since last fall. This will add a robot icon underneath an account name, with a link back to the account operator. Spotify announced it's acquiring the podcast marketing and ad tracking companies Chartable and Podsites. The company plans to bring Chartable's smart links to podcasters to track if people clicking through links to podcasts actually listen. Spotify plans to use Podsites ad tech across its platform. A new preview build of Windows 11 adds new start menu and taskbar features. The start menu gets pinnable folders, while the taskbar gets gesture support to bring up the start menu and show quick settings. The preview also adds support for live caption on any media with audio, as well as a redesigned task manager. Valve announced a partnership with iFixit to sell replacement parts for its upcoming Steam Deck console, as well as the Valve Index VR kit. iFixit also posted a teardown of the Steam Deck, giving it a 7 out of 10 repairability score. OnePlus announced the €349 Nord 2 CE, or Core Edition, offering a 90Hz 1080p OLED display, MediaTek Dimensity 900 SoC, 8GB of RAM, dual SIM slots, a headphone jack, and expandable storage. Pre-orders start March 3rd, on sale March 10th in Europe and India. No plans for a U.S. release. Amazon and Visa reached an agreement to keep accepting Visa payment cards. Amazon will continue to allow the use of Visa cards in the UK and will no longer charge customers using Visa cards an extra fee in Australia and Singapore. Nintendo will shut down its eShop for the Wii U and Nintendo 3DS in late March 2023. On May 23, 2022, Nintendo will end support for adding funds to either console's eShop with credit cards. On August 29th, users won't be able to use prepaid eShop cards. A paper in the journal Nature outlined a project by Google's DeepMind and the Swiss research university EPFL to train machine learning systems to accurately create plasma patterns used in fusion research. These ultra-hot plasmas are studied in containment rings using magnetic parameters adjusted thousands of times per second to control the plasma's shape. The system was trained to predict what patterns a set of containment settings would produce, then work backwards to advise which settings would achieve a desired shape. Samsung announced an event for February 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, coinciding with Mobile World Congress. Samsung's computing R&D team head, Hark Seng Kim, hinted that this could involve the next-generation Galaxy Book lineup, involving a seamless experience across devices and operating systems. He didn't name a specific laptop, although named Intel as a partner. And finally, Virgin Galactic announced it'll sell tickets to the general public starting February 16th. Tickets cost $450,000 for a 90-minute ride from Spaceport America in New Mexico to the edge of space. The tickets also include several days of astronaut training, a spacesuit from Under Armour, and membership in the Future Astronaut Community. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.